Hello everyone, this is Gabriel from Feeding with Love. I want to take this time to thank God for the opportunity to be able to share His Word. I don't take it lightly. I know God has a purpose and He has a plan, a divine plan as to why He has brought us together at this point in time for us to be able to go into His Word and be encouraged by what we're going to learn and what we're going to hear. And so I thank God for the opportunity, and I thank you, the listener, for taking your time out to listen to this podcast. And I want to first start off by sharing a little bit about what's going on right now in my life. At this particular point, at the time this is being recorded, I'm going through a season of suffering. I'm going through a season of trial. And so it's not something that's abnormal, okay? This is actually a normal process for a child of God to go through. It's actually a necessary process for the children of God to go through. And the reason for it is because God's children are precious, and you can liken us, and you can liken our faith to that of a valuable, precious metal, maybe silver or gold, okay? And just like those precious metals, when they're found in their original state, they're valuable, they're still valuable, but the thing about it is they're not purified. They're mixed in with all other kind of metals and minerals and other elements that cause that precious metal to be impure. And so it has to go through the fire. It has to be purified. It has to shine even more. And so you can see the value of that, of course, will increase more and more, and the beauty of it will increase more and more as it goes and as it passes through the fire and all of those impurities get burned off. And what remains at the end of the whole process is a purified, precious gold, precious silver. And so just like our faith, just like that precious metal, our faith goes through a process of being purified, of being tested. Our life is a continuous process of purifying, dropping off all of those bad habits and all of those impurities about ourselves when we first started this walk and then when we first entered this race, and all the way to the very end when we will be as He is, pure and perfect in every sense of the way. Okay, so we're going to go through those fiery trials. Let's look at a portion of scripture that talks about this, and we can find in 1 Peter, the Apostle Peter speaking on this very same principle, okay? The very same truth. 1 Peter chapter 4, okay? And you can find, if you have a Bible, follow along. If you don't have a Bible, just pay very close attention to this message, okay? 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. And so Peter makes it very clear. He speaks to the church. He speaks to us today as well. And he calls us beloved, beloved of God, His children. It's a term of endearment because we are God's children. And God doesn't want us to think that because we're going through this trial, because we're suffering, maybe something's going on in your family, you've had a loss, or maybe if there's a rebellious child or a husband or a wife that is rebellious, or things are not working out in your marriage, or maybe there's something going on in your school, and there's kids involved, or in your work in your school, or your health, or there's a wide array and a variety of trials that we go through in life. It could be anything that is going on in your life that is causing you to suffer inside, and maybe even ask why. Ask God, why is this happening? You know, it's causing you to cry great drops of tears on your pillow, and just in a daze. Sometimes we go through that, beloved. And Peter understands that as a human being. And as a human being, even our Lord, who came in the flesh, God, who is God, came in the flesh to experience the human experience. Even our Lord, who is now seated at the right hand of God the Father, interceding on our behalf. He understands the human experience of sorrow, of suffering. He has set that example for us. He has walked that path through the fiery trial for us. He hasn't called us to do something that he hasn't done. You see? In that sense, so he has called us. And he has called us to this calling of his child, of his children. And it's not without suffering. But it's more to it than just the suffering. What is our response? What will be your response as you go through this fiery trial, beloved? Okay? Don't think it to be something strange. Don't think it to be something strange in the sense to something foreign, as though you're not a part of God's family. No, you are. You're still his child. You're still his. You're still in his family. But understand that we are not alone, that you're not going through this by yourself, that there's other people in God's family. In God's family tree, there are other brothers and sisters out there who are also going through this suffering. And they come in various shapes and in various forms. But at the end result, when it's all said and done, at the end, as we continue to endure through it, we are going to come out even stronger on the other end, because through that suffering trial, you're not going to be alone. Even though sometimes your mind might think and try to persuade you, or an outside influence outside of your mind will try to persuade you to think that you are alone and that God has abandoned you and God doesn't love you anymore, and all of these negative things that are contrary and opposite of what God's word says. God wants you to know that he will incline his ear to your cry, and he will act and come in and change your circumstance and change your situation and cause you to come out of that suffering, to come out of that trial victorious and purified, because it's necessary that we go through it, okay? It's necessary that we go through it, and there's going to come a time where you are going to go through it and you're going to come out the other end okay, even better than okay. All right, let's look at another man who was not immune to suffering and who was very familiar to the truth of going through various trials, and that's King David. Let's look at the Psalm 40. God led me to this psalm. He leads me to the book of Psalms, especially when I'm going through my times of testings and trials and sufferings. And he leads me to the book of Psalms, which is so soothing. Psalms chapter 40, and I'm going to read just the first four verses of Psalm chapter 40, okay? I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. and establish my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it in fear and will trust in the Lord. Do you see the transition there from him patiently waiting on the Lord? And to wait on the Lord patiently, it doesn't mean to just sit around and just wait hopelessly. That word wait that's being used there, to wait on God, is the Hebrew word kavah, Q-A-V-A-H, which means to look forward to, okay? It's an expectation, and not only an expectation, but an expectation that God will do something about it. It's not an expectation that someone else or another man will get you out of. It's not an expectation that you yourself will rely on your own intellect or your own wit or charm or your own experiences to get you out of it. No, it's an expectation that God himself will do something about it himself, about your situation himself, that he will intervene himself in your circumstances and will cause you to get out of that horrible pit that you're in right now, that miry clay that you're in right now. Do you see? So it's like you're awaiting, you're being hopeful in the midst of your trial that God is going to do something about it, okay? So this is the waiting patiently that we ought to have when we are going through our season of suffering, our season of trials, okay? And we not only know that it's necessary as a purifying process, but we also ought to know that we're going to have hope that God is going to get us out of this, that the Lord not only hears us, that he not only inclines his ear on our cry, but he's also going to extend his arm and reach out his hand and make a move on our behalf to do something about that and get us out right at the nick of time, okay? And so I encourage you, whoever you are, if you're going through something right now, cry out to the Lord with all your heart. Again, the word says a contrite heart, he will not despise. God will not despise a contrite, a broken heart. And he will do something on your behalf to change your situation. And here we read also in that same verse, Psalms 40, in the same verse it says, many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. So verse 3, it says, many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. You see that? Many are going to, you don't think that people are not looking at your life right now. Don't think that many are not seeing what you're going through. You have those that are looking at what you're going through, and they're saying all kind of things. And they might be saying, oh, they're not going to get out of that. Or they might be saying, oh, I think this is what's going to take them down and under. Or all kind of things are being said. But people are looking. And not only will they be looking at you as you're going through your suffering, as you're going through your trial, guess what? They're also going to be the same eyes looking when you're out of that trial, when you're out of that suffering, and they're going to be the same ones that are going to be able to see, because they say, wait a minute, it had to be an act of God. And you're going to testify to that as well. You're going to give God the glory, and you're going to explain and share and say, if it weren't God that got me out of it, I would have still been in the same mess that I was in. And you're going to give God the glory, and guess what? Because of that, they're going to see the awesome, wondrous works of God, and they're going to have the fear of God. See, the fear of God is going to be put in their heart, and the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and they're going to run to God, they're going to fall on their knees, they're going to fall on their faces, and they're going to give God glory, and guess what? Another soul could be saved. Another soul will be saved and delivered out of the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of light. Why? Because of your testimony, not only your words, but your actions being faithful through your season of suffering. Okay? And I just want to encourage you to continue to endure, to go to the Lord, cry out to Him. He will hear you and He will make a change in your life. This is Gabriel, once again, from Feeding with Love. I encourage you to send me a note, an email, if God has encouraged you. If you have any prayer requests, you can send it. Go to our website. You can click on the prayer request and submit your prayer request. We will pray for you. We will pray with you. And we are looking forward to putting another word out there. And we are also looking forward to hearing from you. And we thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen.